Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government announces setting up of 8th pay commission for central government employees and pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the decision will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. Union Cabinet approves establishment of third launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Centre of ISRO at Sriharikota. QS World Future Skills Index ranks India second for digital skills, ahead of Canada and Germany. Prime Minister Modi expresses happiness over the achievement. In Chhattisgarh, at least 12 Maoists killed in ongoing encounter with security forces in forests of South Bastar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds telephonic conversation with UK Defence Secretary John Healey, discusses defence cooperation issues. And in India Open Badminton, PV Sindhu and Kiran George enter singles quarterfinals. The government has announced the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission for the central government employees and pensioners. An announcement in this regard was made by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. The minister said the term of the 7th Pay Commission is going to end in 2026, and the setting up of the 8th Pay Commission now will give enough time to receive the recommendations of the pay panel. He said the appointment of the chairman and 2 members of the commission will be made soon.
केंद्र सरकार के सभी कर्मचारियों के लिए 8th सेंट्रल पे कमीशन को मंजूरी दे दी है 1947 से अब तक 7 पे कमीशन हुए हैं और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक रेगुलर रिदम के साथ पे कमीशन बनाने का जो एक संकल्प लिया है उसके हिसाब से 2016 में 7th पे कमीशन स्टार्ट हुआ था तो 2026 में इसका टर्म कंप्लीट होता है उससे वेल बिफोर 2025 में 8th पे कमीशन एस्टैब्लिश करने से सफिशियंट टाइम मिलेगा सो दैट दी Recommendations can be received well before the completion of the period of 7th Pay Commission.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision on the 8th Pay Commission will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. In a social media post, Mr. Modi lauded the efforts of all government employees who work to build a Vikasit Bharat. The decision will benefit more than 45 lakh central government employees and more than 68 lakh pensioners. The leaders of railway unions have thanked the central government for the announcement of the constitution of the 8th Central Pay Commission. General Secretary of the All India Railway Men's Federation and Secretary of the Staff Side, Shiv Gopal Mishra, today met Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi. During the meeting, he thanked Prime Minister Modi on behalf of 40 lakh civilians and 29 lakh defence and paramilitary forces, as well as a similar number of pensioners. President of the National Federation of Indian Railway Men, Guman Singh, also thanked the Prime Minister and the government for making this decision. Vice President of National Federation of Indian Railway Men, B.C. Sharma, also thanked the Prime Minister and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav.
मैं प्रधानमंत्री जी का धन्यवाद करता हूं कर्मचारियों की ओर उन्होंने सोचा रेलवे की वर्किंग यूनिक वर्किंग है रेलवे एक देश की एकता और अखंडता को भी जोड़ती है और तमाम नागरिकों को सेफली लेके जाती है
The Union Cabinet today approved the establishment of the third launch pad TLP at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre of ISRO at Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The TLP project envisages the establishment of the launch infrastructure at Sriharikota for the next generation launch vehicles of ISRO and also to support a standby launch pad for the second launch pad there. It will also enhance the launch capacity for future Indian human spaceflight missions. It will boost the Indian space ecosystem by enabling higher launch frequencies and the national capacity to undertake human space flight and space exploration missions. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the third launch pad will prove to be an important milestone for the country in space infrastructure.
कैबिनेट में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने 3,985 करोड़ रुपीस की कॉस्ट से थर्ड लॉन्च पैड सैंक्शन किया है जो कि देश के लिए स्पेस इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में बहुत एक इम्पोर्टेंट माइलस्टोन साबित होगा फर्स्ट और सेकेंड लॉन्च पैड उससे कई ज्यादा कैपेसिटीज की है। अगले 30 वर्षों को ध्यान में रखते हुए इस इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर की डिजाइन की जा रही है। दो बड़े मिशन लिए गए हैं जिसमें भारत अंतरिक्ष स्पेस स्टेशन बनेगा और बाय 2040 मून पर पहुंचने की जो मिशन हाथ में लिया हुआ है उसमें थर्ड लॉन्च पैड का बहुत बड़ा रोल रहेगा।
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO today scripted history by successfully completing the docking of two satellites named CHESA and Target under the SPADEX mission. With the stupendous success of the indigenously developed Bharatiya docking system by ISRO, India has become the fourth country to use this technology after the USA, Russia and China. Docking technology is critical in assembling the space station and in crewed missions. It provides crucial facilities, including in-orbit refueling and assembling heavy infrastructure in microgravity. ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan congratulated the team on the feat.
India is the fourth country successfully accomplished space docking, and this is a requirement for our future programs like Chandrayaan 4, Space Station and other programs. Today, we are a proud nation having accomplished this great feat. It is the hard and smart work of the entire team ISRO which has yielded success under the guidance of Honorable Prime Minister of India. Let me thank the entire ISRO team for the outstanding work.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their wishes to ISRO for boosting India's space capabilities. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, highlighted that it is an entirely indigenous Bharatiya docking system.
टीम इसरो बधाई की पात्र है और साथ में आभार प्रकट करना है प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जिन्होंने एक एनेबलिंग हमें मिली दिया कि ये सब संभव हो सका। इसका ये महत्व है कि ये जो डॉकिंग और अनडॉकिंग की कैपेबिलिटी है एक ऐसी कैपेबिलिटी थी, एक ऐसी क्षमता थी जिसके बिना हमारी आगे की प्रगति रुक जाती और अब हम उसी प्रकार से क्षमतावान है जैसे कोई भी और देश।
The QS World Future Skills Index has ranked India second for digital skills, ahead of Canada and Germany. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness over this achievement. He said over the last decade, the government has worked on strengthening the country's youth by equipping them with skills that enable them to become self-reliant and create wealth. The Prime Minister stated that the insights from the QS World Future Skills Index are valuable as the country moves further on the journey towards prosperity and youth empowerment. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, Skilling India is a mission taken up by the central government on the path towards Vikasit Bharat. She said this new QS World Future Skills Index identifies India for its digital skills, AI and green skills. Ms. Sitharaman said, Skilling the country's youth is a priority for the government. India has ranked fourth in artificial intelligence and green skills. The year 2025 has started with significant initiatives from the government reflecting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a self-reliant, progressive and united India. From strengthening agriculture and infrastructure to advancing scientific research and promoting cultural heritage, Mr. Modi's leadership has set a transformative tone for the year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. At least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. The encounter has been going on since this morning in the forests of South Bastar on the Telangana border in Bijapur district. A joint team of Central Reserve Police Force, Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in the jungles of South Bastar after receiving information about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the area. The Inspector General of Police of the Bastar Range and the CRPF IG are monitoring the entire operation. According to the police, the Maoists have suffered a huge loss in this operation. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, today held wide range of discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. The discussions covered avenues for further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Singapore. During the meeting, President Murmu and President Shanmugaratnam unveiled a joint logo to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. The joint logo incorporates colours from the Indian and Singaporean national flags and national flowers, which symbolise the enduring friendship, mutual trust and shared values between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met the President of Singapore. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a telephonic conversation with the UK Secretary of State for Defence, John Healey. The two ministers discussed the ongoing defence cooperation issues and emphasised the need to maintain the momentum in bilateral relations. They also reviewed the progress made between the two countries in niche defence technology areas, such as electric propulsion and jet engines. The two ministers expressed satisfaction over the recent signing of the statement of intent on electric propulsion. With the increased focus of the UK on the Indo-Pacific, both sides will explore the possibilities of joint work and enhanced maritime engagements in 2025. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. Now, news from the Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. A grand cultural extravaganza titled Sanskriti Ka Mahakumbh began today at the Mahakumbh Mela. The event, which was inaugurated by Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya at Ganga Pandal, will continue till the 24th of next month. With this, mega cultural programs also started at different pandals, including Yamuna, Airavat and Triveni, located in the Mela area. More from our correspondent.
The event will showcase the rich tapestry of Indian culture through a series of captivating performances by renowned artists. On the main stage, Ganga Pandal will host performances by renowned artists from across the country in different days. On the opening day, the visitors watched the special presentation by Bollywood singer Shankar Mahadevan. Talking to Akashvani News, Dr. Subhash Chandra Yadav, Nodal Officer, Department of Culture, Uttar Pradesh, said that several other noted artists also showcased their performances.
Prasiddh Gayak, Trishankar Mahadevan ji ki shandar prastuti hui. उसके बाद ऋत्विक सान्याल जी पद्मश्री की प्रस्तुति के साथ साथ अन्य प्रस्तुतियां भी हुई इसके साथ ही उत्तर प्रदेश संस्कृति विभाग द्वारा आयोजित सांस्कृतिक कार्यक्रमों का अन्य पंडालों में भी शुभारंभ हो गया
द गंगा पंडाल विथ ए कैपेसिटी ऑफ 10,000 स्पेक्टेटर्स इज द मेन वेन्यू फॉर दिस सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ डिवोशन एंड हेरिटेज द एंट्री टू द इवेंट इज फ्री एंड विजिटर्स कैन वॉच द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ आर्टिस्ट फ्रॉम 4 PM टू 9 PM एवरी डे आनंद कुमार फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज प्रयागराज
On sports, in badminton, ace shuttler PV Sindhu progressed to the quarterfinals of the India Open with a second-round win over Japan's Manami Suizu today. Sindhu outclassed her opponent 21-15-21-13 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. Sindhu will next take on Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia tomorrow. In men's singles, Indian shuttler Kiran George entered the quarterfinal, beating Alex Lanier of France 22-20-21-13. George will now face Wang Hongyang of China tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government announces setting up of 8 pay commission for central government employees and pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the decision will improve quality of life and give a boost to consumption. Union Cabinet approves establishment of third launch pad at Satish Dhawan Space Centre of ISRO at Sriharikota. QS World Future Skills Index ranks India second for digital skills, ahead of Canada and Germany. Prime Minister Modi expresses happiness over the achievement. In Chhattisgarh, at least 12 Maoists killed in ongoing encounter with security forces in forests of South Bastar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds telephonic conversation with UK Defence Secretary John Healey, discusses defence cooperation issues. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.